2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
It is breaking news this morning. West Valley City Police say a man is in the hospital this hour after being shot, after they say he was reportedly breaking into house windows.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live on the scene with details. John?
Yeah, Amanda, several homeowners in this area around 39th South and 48th West called the police around 2 this morning, saying a man was walking around and breaking house windows. Lieutenant Levi Lloyd with West Valley PD says cops arrived shortly afterward and they found the man.
They attempted less lethal options, which were unsuccessful, and then we had an officer that ultimately shots were fired, and that's kind of where we're at now.
Now, the police presence here has started to wind down a bit as the sun is up, although a handful of cop cars are still across the street. It sounds like the man involved was transported to the hospital by ambulance, and police say he was awake and talking at that time, although they've had no other updates on his condition since. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We're also following a developing story out of West Jordan where one person is dead following a car crash and a shooting. Police tell us three or four cars were involved in a crash on Redwood Road around 7800 South, but once they arrived, they found one person had been shot. That person later died at the hospital. Police are still trying to figure out the details of what happened and why, and they have not found the shooting suspect.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Analysts say gas prices could hit a three-year high after that cyber attack on the country's largest fuel pipeline.
It's the biggest in a string of recent cyber attacks. In December, SolarWinds, a company that provides software to the government and Fortune 500 companies, suffered a massive software breach. And in February, investigators say a person took control of the computer systems at a water treatment facility in Florida. Experts say these types of attacks are here to stay.
ABC's Andrew Dimber reporting.
Here in Utah, analysts say gas prices have increased 6 cents a gallon in just the last 2 weeks. According to AAA, we are more than 30 cents higher than the national average, sitting at $3.27 a gallon. The county with the highest price, Paiute, at $3.84, and the county with the lowest is Duchesne at $3.15 a gallon.
Higher education has also been the target of recent ransomware attacks, including here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has more.
The University of Utah paid $457,000 after their servers were attacked last summer. The school sought to downplay the attack, saying that no central university IT systems were compromised. They also said only 0.02% of data on their servers was impacted. The U of U said in a statement in August that they decided to pay the ransomware attacker to ensure information wasn't released on the internet. Michigan State University and University of California, San Francisco were also attacked by ransomware last summer. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
We continue to see signs the U.S. is gaining ground in the fight against COVID-19.
Cases are now at a 7-month low. Dr. Anthony Fauci told ABC as vaccination numbers go up, it may be time to relax restrictions even more, even on things like wearing masks indoors.
The CDC will be almost in real time updating their recommendations and their guidelines. But yes, we do need to start being more liberal as we get more people vaccinated.
Next up, vaccinating 12 to 15-year-olds. The FDA could grant emergency use authorization for Pfizer in those teens as early as today.
ABC's Alex Perchet reporting.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox says the enhanced unemployment benefits need to be rolled back so people will go back to work. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Governor Cox was on CNN's State of the Union where Jake Tapper asked him if his fellow Republican governor's plans are a good idea, and he says, unfortunately, yes.
And the biggest problem we have right now in the state of Utah are finding workers for the jobs that are available. And as we talked to workers, we found that it actually is a disincentive.
KSL has reported about restaurants especially who want to get going again, but they cannot get anyone to even apply. President Biden has said the extra benefits do not act as a disincentive for people to return to work. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Senator Mitt Romney is being censured by the Weber County GOP. a resolution to censure the senator over his votes to convict former President Donald Trump at his impeachment trials passed 116-97. The resolution also thanked the other members of the Utah congressional delegation for their votes against what it called the Democrats' politically motivated articles of impeachment. Romney was not censured by the Utah State Republican Party last week, though it was considered.
The Biden administration has just announced new protections for gay and transgender people. The policy will protect against discrimination in health care. This reverses a Trump-era policy. The Health and Human Services Civil Rights Office will once again investigate complaints of discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.